I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 53-year-old guy named Mitch owns the Sherbrooke Hotel in Miami and has been in a three-year feud. That's a long time to be fighting with somebody, with a nightclub across the street called Mango's Tropical Cafe.
Ah, I see what they did there.
What?
Mangoes.
You can't handle the mango.
The melons.
Yeah, yeah.
Hooters was taken, so they had to go with something else.
I'd love to go to a nightclub called Hooters. How do you get in? Woo, woo.
Funny.
Is that how you get in?
I don't know. That was a bad owl. I'm better at pigeon. Mitch has been part of a group that was pushing the city to make bars and clubs turn down their music, and last week, that group got a victory when the city agreed to some noise ordinances. And Mitch apparently celebrated by sneaking into Mango's and stealing a bunch of soiled towels. So, like, it's like dirty towels that they've already used. Like, why would you want those? He took them from behind the bar.
Ew.
Yeah, exactly. Those are gross, wiping everything up. I could see, like, new towels. You're like, okay. But, like, ugh, nasty. Mango's had some surveillance footage, though, that showed it wasn't the first time that he had done that. So they turned the tapes over to the cops, and Mitch was arrested for theft. It's like, if you already win something, why do you got to go and, like, make it even bigger? Like,
yeah, but what kind of guy, his thought process is, I'm going to get you back. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to steal your dirty towels. That'll show you.
Are they expensive? I could, like, if it's something that, like, everybody needs.
I highly doubt it.
I don't know. I would have taken, like, alcohol from the bar or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Load up on that stuff.
He's not right.
A 20-year-old woman named Asia from Florida was feeding her one-year-old son on Saturday and eating some chicken nuggets.
As all American heroes do.
And her brother walked up and grabbed a few off her plate.
How dare he? The disrespect.
Would you say he's a terrorist then?
The utter disrespect. Yes. Arrest him.
Yeah, utter? What, was she breastfeeding?
Well, yes. That's technically what she was doing.
Ah, okay.
Give a little tuggy tug. Anyways, he walked up, grabbed him off her plate. That made her really angry, so she started throwing the nuggets at her brother.
Now, don't waste the other ones, Asia.
I mean, come on. Nuggets, how are you going to throw chicken nuggets? If you like
chicken nuggets, this disgraceful. Is
disgraceful. He wasn't hurt, thankfully. So she must have not, you know, hit him in the eye.
I guess not.
I'm trying to think, like, how would a chicken nugget hurt you? It'd have to hit you, like, right in the eye.
I mean, if you throw it hard.
Really?
I mean, yeah, if you throw it as hard as you can, that would hurt.
I don't know. I'd love for somebody to throw chicken nuggets at my face. I'd catch as many as I could. He wasn't hurt, but he did call the cops, and Asia was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery.
She's throwing chicken nuggets at me.
Too bad they don't have that, like, actually on your, like, arrest, like, photo right up there. It's like, okay, Asia was arrested for throwing chicken nuggets. And your final Dummy of the Day story today, I had to do some research on this one because I didn't exactly know what this was, but a 14-year-old Louisiana girl has gone viral after she got a hammer stuck in her mouth.
I'm sorry, what?
A 14-year-old girl in Louisiana, she's kind of gone viral now, she got a hammer, like a
nail hammer.
Stuck in her mouth.
Why was that in her mouth?
Well, the girl was talking with her friends about the Korean boy band BTS. I never heard them before, so let's enjoy. Here we go. Here we go.
Yeah.
They've got like a really weird following. Like, people that like them are obsessed.
I think they're saying money. The song's called Blood, Sweat, and Tears. But, I mean, could you imagine being a 14-year-old girl just loving this?
Makes me want to swallow a hammer.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, so that's what it was. She just couldn't control herself, so she just grabbed the first thing in front of her and put it in her mouth.
Wait a minute. Maybe she was drunk. She was hammered.
I don't think alcohol was involved in this story. The girl was, though, talking with her friends about the Korean boy band BTS, and she described one of the members as, quote, so beautiful, I could shove a hammer in my mouth.
What?
I don't know.
And so her friend was like, okay, so prove it, or?
Her friend then challenged her to do just
that. Of course. No. No 14-year-old BTS fans. We don't do that.
She posted a photo of the hammer in her mouth on Twitter with the caption, quote, how do you tell your mom that you got a hammer stuck in your mouth?
You don't. You just move away.
She posed for a picture, too?
Well, the hammer got stuck in her mouth for about 20 minutes or so. She couldn't get it out.
Oh, my gosh.
Because you think one end's not bad. The other one's got like a hook, or, you know, it's got like a hook over there.
Well, maybe it's a sledgehammer, no?
Oh, my God. That's like, gee, Steven Tyler from Aerosmith. I don't even think he'd do a sledgehammer. But
how'd she get it out?
It doesn't say. It just says finally she was able to wiggle it out. I assume... If I'm just right now visually, I'm glad we're not doing a visual this. I'm visually putting a hammer in my mouth. And
yes, you
are.
Yeah,
that hand gesture is a little questionable.
You can do it too. Go ahead and grab something with your hand as if you had a hammer. Do this with me. And you have like the circle end that nails the nail down. And then you have like the other end that's curved, like kind of hooked that pulls the nails out of the wall and stuff.
Yeah, we know what it looks like.
Listen, radio's a visual medium here. I'm trying to create a picture in your mind. So I'm holding the hammer right now. I assume...
Don't shake the hammer.
I assume I would turn the hammer, like, the hammer down and
you know what? You asking people to pretend like they're putting a hammer in their mouth is exactly like the joke. Like, hey, pretend like you have a salt shaker and you're sprinkling salt in your mouth. You know that joke?
And you could taste it. Like, if you close your eyes and you shake the salt and pepper towards your mouth, you could taste it.
I've never
tried it?
No.
So close your eyes.
Okay, close my eyes.
Imagine one hand as a salt shaker and one hand as a pepper shaker, the other hand.
Does it matter which hand?
Doesn't matter which hand.
Okay.
And then stick your tongue out and close your eyes.
Okay. Stick your tongue out, and then if you shake them towards your face, you can taste the salt and the pepper without even actually having salt or pepper.
I can.
No.
On top, I can taste the pepper.
That is not what that looks like.
Well, you guys have to take video so I can see exactly what you're talking about.
We'll put it on Snapchat.
Radio Now.
Radio Now 1009. Add us right now. Trust me, you want to see this.
All right, but which end would you guys put in first for the hammer? I assume you would put in the sharp end first. Like the hooked end first. Like it would go in your mouth like bloop. And then like the other part would like fit right in.
Yeah, I think probably.
Depends on the gag reflex.
Well, I mean, you're not putting it deep. Okay.
Well, I mean, like, you know, some people could swallow like a sword or something. So you would put the hook towards the back. And let the, like, the thing that hits the nail on the roof of your mouth. Right?
Joe and Alex show, yeah. I mean, tweet us, Joe and Alex show, do you think you'd use, like, the hammer, like, the flat part that knocks the nail in, or do you use the hook part to actually, like, put that in your mouth?
Kids, don't try this at home.
No, but this is a serious question to ponder. Nothing wrong, Alex, with wondering things, because somehow this is all related to science, I think. All right, those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex show. I'm just going to hear a little bit more of this. Maybe we can start playing this.
Money.
Are you sure they're saying money?
Yeah, it probably means something else.
No, they're saying money. Money. Oh, yeah.